From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The American general running the U.S.-led coalition support of the Iraqi offensive to take Mosul, Major General Gary Valesky, told reporters Wednesday the Iraqi and Kurdish forces are making rapid initial progress against Islamic State defenders in an assault that began in the early hours of Monday.
The Iraqis are ahead of where I thought they would be when this operation started. They continue to move and continue to liberate villages. I think the last count yesterday was 13, and they continue to move towards Mosul.
Valesky said the enemy's response thus far has been mostly indirect fire as they move back toward Mosul and defend the city they captured more than 2 years ago. So far, he said, civilians have avoided the fight and, in fact, are helping Iraqi forces.
We've not seen large numbers of displaced persons leaving these villages. In fact, a lot of the villages, as the Iraqi security forces have come in, have helped the Iraqis. There was some villages where the people came out and showed where Daesh was, which was really encouraging for the Iraqi security forces.
As for how long the operation will take, Valesky said the enemy has prepared for this fight for 2 years. He expects resistance to grow more intense the closer the Iraqi Kurdish forces push toward Mosul. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari told the 21 Chibok girls rescued this week from that the government will intensify efforts to liberate the rest of the schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram more than 2 years ago.
We shall redouble efforts to ensure that we fulfill our pledge of bringing the remaining girls back home.
Nearly 300 were taken from their school in 2014 in Chibok in northeast Borno State. Last week, the rebels released the 21 girls in the first negotiated release brokered by the International Red Cross and Swiss government. This is VOA News. A 72-hour ceasefire brokered by the UN that is renewable went into effect late Wednesday in Yemen. The UN hopes the break will allow humanitarian workers to deliver badly needed aid and pave the way for eventual peace talks. Jamie McGoldrick is the UN humanitarian coordinator for Yemen.
We have large-scale humanitarian operations underway in this country throughout many parts of it, 75%. And during the cessation of hostilities, we would hope to do our best to deliver assistance to those in areas where we haven't been able to reach for some time. So that's our ambition.
He said the country's economy has all but collapsed. Damage to its key port hinders delivery of aid, and only about half the hospitals are even partially operational. The special UN envoy to Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, said he hopes the truce can lead to a permanent and lasting end to the conflict. The war in Yemen began in 2014 when Shia rebels, known as Houthis, based in the North, seized the capital, Sana'a, and later swept across much of the poor Arabian Peninsula country. The two main U.S. presidential candidates clashed late Wednesday in their final televised debate in Las Vegas, Nevada, over gun rights, abortion, and immigration. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton was asked what she would do for the economy.
My plan is based on growing the economy, giving middle-class families many more opportunities. I want us to have the biggest jobs program since World War II, jobs in infrastructure and advanced manufacturing. I think we can compete with high-wage countries, and I believe we should.
Her Republican counterpart Donald Trump warned of the cost to the Clinton economic plan.
Her plan is going to raise taxes and even double your taxes. Her tax plan is a disaster. And she can say all she wants about college tuition, but the rest of the public's going to be paying for it. We will have a massive, massive tax increase under Hillary Clinton's plan.
The two candidates clashed over Russian President Vladimir Putin and his influence, with Clinton calling Trump his puppet, the New York businessman countering by saying Mr. Putin has outsmarted his opponent while she was Secretary of State. The government of Mozambique and the opposition Renamo Party have resumed peace talks following the murder early this month of a senior Renamo official by unidentified gunmen. Jeremias Pondeka was an opposition negotiator, member of a joint commission established to find ways to end their long-running conflict, which had a civil war which ended in 1992. The commission so far has failed to reach agreement on Renamo's demand for six provincial governors and inclusion of its militia into the country's security forces. A European space lander has apparently touched down on the surface of Mars, but is emitting no signal, raising questions whether it survived the landing. Meanwhile, the U.S. spacecraft Juno has gone into safe mode and shut off its cameras and instruments. The solar-powered Juno has been orbiting Jupiter since July on a mission to explore the giant planet's poles, atmosphere, and interior. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.